Prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
For talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
From sunny Southern California, from Wyoming and Montana to Austin, Texas, to upstate New York, to Memphis, Tennessee, to Tampa, Florida, we're live blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on satellite, the internet at truthnews.us and infowars.com, and simulcasting on global shortwave, WWCR. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the ninth day already of December 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, and yes, this will be a open line Sunday, more than most days. Any topic you want to discuss, any issues you want to discuss, we would love to hear from you at 877-595-5525 all across the land or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to us from the station we originate out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ, the number is 836-0590. Here is the news I have in front of me today. This is in the Associated Press. AFP is also reporting on it, and I thought, if this is on Drudge, he's linked to it, I better go ahead and discuss it. I've talked about this a lot in the past, but I've done even more research the last few months. I mean, probably more than 20 hours on it, because I wanted to get to the real bottom of it. And I've done irreparable harm to myself. My wife's done it to herself. We've all done it. Most of us have, and it's time to stop. It's time to get controlled. Israeli study says regular mobile use increases tumor risk massively. Massively. This is a fact. But I have habitualized the use of a cell phone, putting it up to my head. I have created a habit to where I get a hands-free and I lose it in a month, or I don't like it. And bottom line, you need to do that, because that's just a little radio wave link from the hands-free or through the cord to the cell phone. But holding that cell phone up close to your head, it's got about a 2-foot corona of high-powered radiation, microwave radiation, blasting out of it, and it massively, depending on which study you look at, it can increase it several hundred times. Some studies just say a tenfold increase. What does it matter? Tenfold or 200-fold? And you get a brain tumor right through the skull. On the side of the head, you use the phone, right on the side of your brain, and let me tell you, it's not comfortable. So I'm really worried about this, and now that it's becoming more mainstream, I will cover it, because I talked to scientists, doctors, covered this a decade ago, but now it's not debatable. You know, 10 years ago, we were like, well, there's a study here, a study there, is it true? Now there's no debating, and it's scary. And 10 years is when most of the studies have looked at it, and after 10 years, you're just... But please don't say, like, you smoke 2 packs of cigarettes a day. It's, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and smoke, because who cares? I've already been smoking. It's always good to quit. And we've somehow got to get to the point where we don't do this. But, again, I just mentioned that. I want to get to that a little bit later. Also, it turns out Congress knew about waterboarding and torture in 2002, and the Democrats knew. They're always posing politically like one party isn't involved and the other party's bad. No, it's both parties. They're all in this together. We will also get to a report came out this week. Ex-Italian president, intelligence agencies know 9/11 was an inside job. We'll get more into that, some of the aftermath of that report coming out. But first off today, what I want to discuss, and again, you can call in about any subject you wish at 877-590-5525, but I would like to hear your take on the mall shooting earlier this week in Omaha, Nebraska, and now the aftermath of that. I remember right after 9/11 and then in each subsequent mall shooting, and there are 4 or 5 a year, lately there have been on average one every month. I was looking it up, last 5 months in a row there have been mall shootings. This was the highest death count in the last few years, 9 people dead, including the shooter. He killed 8 people, reportedly. And the feds came out and said, well, just like airports, we want to have lines, security checkpoints, they want to search you before you come into the mall. Well, then the crazy shooter is just going to go to a Sunday picnic at the park and shoot people. Or they're going to go to a Little League baseball game. Or they're going to go in an entrance ramp to the mall. Or they're going to walk up and shoot the unarmed security guards. That happened last year up in Minnesota on the Indian Reservation, at the public school on the Indian Reservation. Thousands of students. And they had security guards. He just walked up and started shooting them. Until we arm the security guards, this is all a complete joke. And so I already don't like shopping malls. I might go to one once a year. That's it. I'm not going to these things anymore. I'm not putting up with it anymore. And I'm not worried about the shooters. I'm worried about all the police state training that does absolutely nothing, and the feds know it. So we're going to be breaking this down. And by the way, let's go ahead and roll this little ABC News clip, also a CBS News clip. Did you know that Homeland Security done a drill at the mall that morning? Did you know that it was going on right up to the time this happened? Did you know Bush was in town giving a speech at a mental health institution about the need for compulsory mental health, that is, government brainwashing and everybody being screened? Now, this is getting a little weird, because every time one of these things happens, 9/11, the government was running drills at the exact same time, exact same locations, of the exact same planes flying to the exact same buildings. That's ABC News. That's Baltimore Sun. That's the USA Today. On the 7/7 bombings in London, the exact bus and the exact trains, the government was running drills of attacking them at the exact same time. We've had actuaries done on it by an insurance company, and it was one out of, what, 23 trectagillion? That's billions of times more than all the grains of sand in the world. The chance of that happening, you start adding all these other drills together, imagine the odds of that happening. I don't know what's going on here, but it's very, very strange. Here's a clip. This is, the news talking about Bush being there in town.
Chris Bury reporting tonight from Omaha, Nebraska. President Bush extended his sympathy to the families of those murdered. He coincidentally had been in Omaha just hours before the shootings began. In the city of Omaha today, there was what everyone said was shock. ABC's Eric Hong is there. We learned today that shortly before the shooting, a Homeland Security employee visited the West Roads Mall to talk with officials about the mall's security. Airports and sports arenas have tightened security considerably since 9/11, but malls have been reluctant to do so.
There you go. Those evil malls have been reluctant to increase security. Well, you can have 50 guys in their little white shirts and black pants with walkie-talkies walking around. Ooh. Well, that's a big threat to somebody with a high-powered rifle who is hopped out of their mind on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They won't say which type, but it's the Prozac class. And the double whammy, which they're always, I've never seen one of these mass shooter cases, not Harrison Kleibold in Columbine, not Kip Kinkle, not the reservation shooting, Buford Furrow shooting up the Jewish school in Los Angeles, not Larry Ashbrook shooting up the Baptist youth meeting and killing 20-plus people in Fort Worth. I have never seen one of these cases where they were not on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Turns out this guy was on it. His friend's family report he's been in psychiatric care. But generally, they're on both the amphetamine Ritalin-type class, there's a whole group of these, whole family of them, and the Prozac-type drugs. By Prozac type, it's all the same basic molecular makeup. It's just a family of psychotropics, as they're known. They're a subgroup of the hallucinogen class, hallucinogenic, and very, very psychoactive. But you add to that, it's now come out he was an avid shoot-em-up video game player, which creates instinctive firing. These first video games were made for the military to habitualize pulling the trigger unfeelingly, because they found in World War II most troops wouldn't shoot somebody up close. By Vietnam, with pop-up targets that looked like people, they've gotten to a higher level, and now they've got them where you get 90%+ shoot somebody up close. You have that, you have the drugs, you add it all together. But now they want metal detectors in these. We'll break this down and a lot more on the other side of this quick break, and then we'll also be taking your phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The websites are truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com.
Yeah. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money. We will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis, 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday, 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E, provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens and order at NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. And we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
December 9th, 2007 edition up on truthnews.us. Ministry of Homeland Security visited Omaha Mall before scare for a security check and some type of little drill. It was a coincidence, no doubt. Not only did Bush visit Omaha prior to the massacre on mental health issues, but so did the Ministry of Homeland Security. We learned today that shortly before the shooting, Homeland Security visited the West Roads Mall to talk with officials about the mall's security, reports Charles Gibson for ABC News. And it goes on that it's always the same. Bush in town, and this magically happens. Now, in many other shootings, they have reported that there have been other shooters that then evacuate. We reported this years ago with the Beslan massacre in Russia. Then it turned out it had been Russian special forces staging as if they were terrorists. Then they went out the back door. The military opened fire on the school, killing most of the people. The Russian government also staged the Moscow theater siege event. This has all now come out. They've killed a bunch of reporters, by the way, that reported on it over in Russia. And Putin was also caught when he was vice president trying to get elected president, staging a bunch of bombings in and around Moscow. Moscow police caught FSB, his Federal Security Bureau, planting bombs in a fourth building. That's why it came out in the news and they got caught. I'm not saying that this was some type of government black op and this guy was mind control, though that's patented and admitted and governments actually are engaged in that. I'm not saying that's the case. But in some of these cases, we know it was. We know the shooter, Ronald Reagan, was involved in the government mind control program. That's even come out. We know the shooting of John Lennon was involved in the same government mind control program. And if people aren't aware of this, it's just because you haven't done the research. But I'm sure it's a coincidence that Bush was in town talking about mental health screening and then Homeland Security visited the mall right before all this happened. Again, that's them trying to take good care of us. We're going to take some calls on this subject. But the bigger issue here is Homeland Security, when it was founded now 5 years ago, said that they were going to have checkpoints on the streets, on the highways, at the malls. And they've done tests in Dallas, in Miami, in other areas with, quote, Viper teams from the Department of Homeland Security where they just randomly just show up and search people. Talk about trying to find a needle in a haystack. And really, what this is doing is habitualizing you to showing your papers, being lined up, being searched, being interrogated. It will do absolutely nothing to put checkpoints and airport-style security in the malls. So they're saying, okay, well, we're proposing that, but how about face scanners that scan your face? Well, those are already been put up at least 5 years ago nationwide by the feds. They're just now getting around to telling you this. But the only place they won't put cameras or fences is on our southern and northern borders, and they also allow illegal aliens in 800-plus cities and in over 40 states to be given with any form of ID they produce from their home country, which you can literally buy on the street for $20-something dollars. In one case, the Denver newspaper reported on a few years ago, where one of the state senators with a task force went, and in one day he got five different fake IDs with one consul matricula card he bought for $20-something dollars at the Mexican consulate. They hand it out to anybody who wants it. So we got to give up all our rights, have checkpoints, be searched, constantly have, you know, police running around and SWAT teams. And in the old days, if there was a mall shooting, a cop would just run in and shoot the person. Now, the mall security runs walkie-talkies to the police. Everybody else on their cell phones calls the police. The police show up 10 minutes later, and the gunman's killed eight people and then blown his own head off. And it's always the same M.O. This will not stop anything. This will do nothing. The answer is more citizens with concealed carry. The answer is, if you want to arm security guards, fine. But sometimes they're going to go crazy and start shooting people. This is what happens when you've got 30 million people, and you've got a large percentage of them, pushing 20%, on psychotropic drugs. That type in the name of any psychotropic, Luvox, Prozac, any of the hundreds now. There's hundreds of them. And go to the insert online. It'll say warnings. And the first thing it says is, well, this antidepressant causes a massive increase in suicide and suicidal thoughts. It's kind of an oxymoron. Antidepressant causes suicide. And under that, it'll say it will cause violent outbursts and violent actions. Oh, good. Let's put 20% of the population on these. That's what Bush was in Omaha pushing. He passed the New Freedom Initiative 2 years ago that calls for compulsory, federally funded health screening for mental health. It turns out the drug companies wrote this up, and their own internal memos have now been in the news where they say, hey, we got 15% of the kids, that was a few years ago, it was 15, now it's 20, on these drugs. We want to go for 50%. We'll make tens of billions more a year by having our funded programs in the schools. Let's go ahead and talk to Seth in Nebraska, the scene of the latest shootings. Wants to talk about the mall shooting. Seth, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
As a Planet.tv member, I must say that Endgame is the best film out there exposing the eugenics propaganda of the New World Order.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, actually, I'll make it quick since I know you got other people waiting. Yeah, I'm actually in Omaha, and I remember I was at work in the break room when I heard on CNN that Bush was here in town, and then later in the day, I was on my last break, and I come in and I hear that the mall shooting happened. I said, wait a minute, Bush was here in Omaha, and then there's a shooting at Westroads, and now I hear that ABC News piece about how Homeland Security was running that drill at Westroads, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence, you know, because the government loves us and only thinks about how to take the best care of us.
Well, the Russians have been caught. It's simple. You got special ops go in wearing masks. They end justifies the means. They're doing this for greater security. We'll kill a few kids, and now we can get the security to save everyone. And then they run out the back, and then the troops outside open fire and kill over 100 kids.
Yep, and exactly. And
they were caught, though. They were caught, despite the fact that 8 reporters that tried to break it were all killed.
Yep.
Poison, shot, you name it.
I read that on InfoWars, and when it broke earlier in the year, or last year, whenever it was. But actually, yeah, here in Nebraska, we do, like Texas, we have concealed carry permits, but everywhere you go, every business, they have stickers on the door that says concealed carry handguns are not permitted on these premises.
And that means that this is a victim disarmament zone. This is a place where killers can come and enjoy themselves. Again, I'm going to say it. These security guards are worthless for anything but stopping shoplifting. And, you know, I mean, look, they'll have a cop at a movie theater, you know, on Saturday and Sunday nights and Friday nights, and it costs them a couple $100. And if they want more security to stop these needle-in-a-haystack events, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice, literally, than, you know, being shot in some mall shooting, then fine. Have armed cops in there. But searching everyone, this is to train us how to be slaves. Thank you so much for the call, sir. More calls straight ahead on the other side, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or 836-0590. Your Central Texas listener is the local number. We're going to get more into this and talk about where will it end. Checkpoints in the malls, checkpoints on the streets. Will it keep us safe? Will the loving government keep us safe? Well, who's going to keep us safe from the government? We'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. The nation is taking a Christmas break, but will the events attacking our liberty and survival call a holiday truce and stop marching forward while we celebrate? The ethanol plants will continue to create food shortages by turning our food into fuel. Huge percentages of our food will continue to be imported from China, Mexico, and other countries shipping us dangerous food. We can't stop from entering the third year of a worldwide famine. How long until genetically poisoned food is all that's left? So if we're foolish enough to procrastinate our preparation, hiding from reality and the feel-good of the holidays, the events threatening our lives will keep relentlessly rolling forward until we're crushed by what we couldn't believe possible in America. Call the J. Michael Stevens Group to get the food for your future while you still have a choice. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're back live. As you know, there was a shooting earlier in the week. I've seen the NRA and others put out these numbers, and I looked into them myself. Almost every year, some year there are two or three more children die in school shootings than die in football accidents. That's right. It's in the 20s most years, children that die, get their necks broken, or get subdermal hematomas, concussions, and die playing football. There's also other deaths in other sports. But that's all kept very quiet. They don't fearmonger and you basically politicize that, but they do the school shootings. Now they've turned those into prisons, metal detectors, students being searched, drug dogs, and the schools, by the way, are less safe. But the children are being trained how to be good little prisoners. This is what the system does. And we have the Department of Education documents where they admit that they want to habitualize and train the public through the schools how to be good little serfs and how to submit to this system. And there's been another shooting today on this Sunday. Four shot outside Colorado Springs Church. Associated Press says a gunman opened fire in the parking lot of a Colorado Springs church on Sunday, striking four people, the church pastor said. The conditions of the people shot outside the New Life Church were not known, El Paso County Sheriff's Lieutenant Larry Savine said. And it just says that a gunman came in and shot people. It was not immediately known whether the shootings were related to an earlier shooting about 70 miles away in the Denver suburb of Arvada. There are two people died and two were wounded early Sunday when a gunman opened fire in a dormitory at a missionary training center on the campus of Faith Bible Chapel. Well, we better put metal detectors at all the churches and at all the seminary schools and all the Bible colleges. And if there's ever a shooting at the baseball diamond, or there's ever a shooting on a four-way stop, or there's ever, just put checkpoints everywhere. No, let's just ban the Second Amendment and then let the criminals have their way with us like they've done in New York and Chicago and other places that have gun bans where you all have much higher crime rates. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to your phone calls on this subject, or whatever subject you would like to discuss. Jeffrey calling from Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to call and tell all the supporters that are wanting to support our Second Amendment that the Bill of Rights Day is actually Saturday, and I think I agree with you. I've heard you mention this over the last couple of weeks of trying to donate money to Ron Paul Saturday and Sunday, not just the Sunday.
Well, for those that don't know, a lot of listeners are driving along across the country. Congressman Ron Paul is now winning in some of the polls. He has the most money raised by over $500,000. Right now he's raised almost $11 million in the last quarter with another 3 weeks to go, or 2.5 weeks to go. We're going to have another money bomb, all-time record pre-primary, $4.2 plus million raised by Ron Paul on the November 5th money bomb, and we're going to try to get $6 million on December 16th on the Boston Tea Party Day. When I came up with this idea with Leland, who came up with the idea, Mr. Lyman, who came up with this idea, I thought 2 days, this way to have even more momentum, but everybody seems to want to have it just on the 16th, so that's what we're shooting for. They've also raised separately the money for a three-state tour of one of the biggest blimps. It's as big as the Goodyear blimp here in the United States. Over New York, New Hampshire, and other areas. So the blimp takes off in the middle of this week.
Is it possible to change the subject slightly for a second?
Sure, you can talk. It's open phones.
Okay, you had the gentleman from the Stevens Group on talking about food and irradiating it in the near future.
Well, they're already irradiating a large portion of our food, yes.
Okay, what I was curious on, I had read this in the past that I believe it was Monsanto had a little control on this. When we're shipping food over to try and help people in other countries, that they have it so that the food is only good for the 1 year. They can't, you know.
Well, it's called Terminator seeds, and there's a whole line of them where the plants don't produce seeds anymore.
Now, are they trying to incorporate that onto us also?
No. Oh, yes, they say it's for a monopoly, and they're buying up all the heirloom seed companies,
okay. And
that's their open business plan, is to have a monopoly over food production with a couple of other big agri companies.
And as just like a home farmer, how can we know when buying seeds?
Well, I mean, there are still quite a few heirloom seed companies where you can buy seeds that will produce more plants. Wow, what a novel idea that you can actually take your seeds and replant them. This is all about monopolies, and that's what they're creating. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Jade calling from Tennessee with another report on a shooting in Colorado that we were just mentioning. Jay, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just looking at the Reuters that just came out, they're talking about, I thought it was really interesting, it's Pastor Ted Haggard's church was the site of the first shooting. As you know, he was recently busted for trying to get a gay porn star that was in the White House to, you know, try to get meth and meet up with him.
Well, that's another one. I mean, there's a whole bunch of gay porn stars that go to the White House. For those that don't know, that's true. Hundreds of past midnight visits. Now, under Clinton, it was mainly women, but that's not the Republican choice, it seems. Right. Whatever, that's their business. The point here is that you're saying this is Ted Haggard's church? I mean, he got in trouble with another. Yeah, he got in trouble with another porn star.
Yeah, it just says that New Life. This is Reuters right now. New Life Church, which is about 14,000 members, was founded by Pastor Ted Haggard, who had to resign in 2006 after moral conduct. Now, they just said that the shooter, the eyewitness has said, came in with, you know, all black, is similar to the Dylan Klebold and other Colorado shootings. So I wouldn't be surprised. As you said, we can bet money that he's on SSRI, reuptake inhibitors. I don't know about the other one. It doesn't say. They still don't know if the two shootings are linked. The four people were shot about midnight somewhere.
Well, we better ban the Second Amendment. That way the guys in black trench coats can just kill all of us.
Right, because the government would never hurt anyone.
The government never has done anything like this. It doesn't matter that they have an official U.S. government plan called Operation Northwoods, where it says they're going to shoot people at crowded markets in D.C. They didn't have malls then, back in the 60s. Well, I guess they did. And in Florida. And then how to even frame patsies.
Well, you know, the governments did not kill 160 million people this century.
Well, you're absolutely right. They did. And that's what Endgame covers. In fact, that's a conservative number. Government is the number one cause of unnatural death. It's not automobile accident. It's not drowning. It's not electrocution. It's not falls. Those are some of the top things that kill you. Guns are way down the list, usually about 15th in the thing. It moves, and they have the World Almanac every year that shows the deaths. And guns are sometimes 20, sometimes 12, sometimes 15. It changes every year. But it's car accidents and all that is number one. Until you're 55, then it's heart attacks and cancer are the number one thing that kill you. But that's natural causes, as they say. But here, look, if I got into Columbine, it would take 2 hours to even scratch the surface. The school was half empty that day. That's mainstream news. I mean, I spent months on air about this. I interviewed the Denver Post writers and the Rocky Mountain News writers. This was all from them. I interviewed locals. I interviewed students. I interviewed parents. I had the CNN tapes. I played them on the radio. I analyzed what happened. The CNN was the first to get there in Littleton, Colorado, just south of Denver. When we get back, I'll break this down. It is an inside job. Columbine was an inside job. The school was more than half empty that day. The security guards didn't show up. The police stood down. The principal and the police chief were at a local restaurant at the time. Didn't respond. Harris and Kleibold brought in over 124 bombs. The students reported a bunch of other shooters. And the government founded the Trench Coat Mafia. We'll tell you about it when we get back.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Next hour, Israeli study says regular mobile phone use increases tumor risk. We're going to be getting into that, and I've talked about this before, but finally it's being picked up in the news. I just went and read some of the international studies by those that actually studied them, and I know a little bit about polar bears. I'd watched a few television programs about them. Polar bears can swim 200 miles. They don't like to swim more than 100, but they are the strongest swimming land animal. There is no other animal, this is in the encyclopedia about them, that can do this. It can swim 200 plus miles, it's been recorded, but they routinely swim 100 miles. They also, during the summer, when the ice packs always melt, always break up, when glaciers always slough and are always being built up by the rainfall that comes down during the winter, they will float on those for hundreds of miles and then swim back to land because that's where they can hunt. I've seen video of a polar bear reach into the water and drag up a multi-thousand pound with one arm, beluga whale. Okay, that's how just incredibly strong. A polar bear is much bigger, much meaner than a grizzly. Well, remember 2 years ago, they kept showing this image of a polar bear family on an iceberg and saying, oh, look at them, they can't swim. And the men, I have the reports right here. Oh, the poor things, it's all melting because it would pull on your heartstrings. Well, finally, it's made into the news that it is a complete fraud. They've interviewed a bunch of polar bear experts who just say how ridiculous this is. Look, they got stuck on the ice that melted. They're all going to die. They're going to starve to death. Actually, polar bear numbers have exploded. Exploded to more than 25,000 just in North America, and they're all over Northern Europe as well. Because as more humans come in, they're actually going in and eating people's garbage and the rest of it, and they found that during other warming periods, polar bear numbers actually expand. But that doesn't matter. Again, I've already got into that story. I'm going to cover that a little bit in the next hour. What's the point? I just covered it. I can't help it. I mentioned something. I start covering it. Getting back to Columbine, the school that day was more than half empty. Hundreds of students and teachers admitted that they were told, don't go to school today, something bad's going to happen. Harrison Kleibold, the shooters, reportedly ran the school's internet. They had made a school film for drama where they went to the halls killing everyone. The son of the local FBI chief had founded the Trenchcoat Mafia 2 years before. They were in 2020 and 2000 and in 1991, excuse me. In 1991, they had a 2020 special about death education, federal death education. You don't know what it is? Just Google death education 2020. It's text of the report's up online from now. How many years ago was that? 16 years ago, almost 17 years ago. And that's where they have the kids get in coffins. They tell them, think about death, prepare for death. It caused a bunch of suicides at the school. See, advertising death, advertising suicide, Since they had suicide education, more kids kill themselves. Now they're thinking about it. What 12, 13, 14-year-old thought about it before? These are federal numbers. Just like now you do have some school shootings that aren't government ops or staged events or provocateur. There are nuts on Prozac and these other drugs. They're always on them. And it's copycats. They hear about it, and then they go out and commit it. But each of these last five mall shootings have happened to the day, always 1 month later or 30 days later. But the whole point here is that the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News reported that the SWAT teams shot at least two of the students. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny. And that came out, but they were told to shut up about it. The SWAT team stayed outside for 4 hours, 15 minutes. There were all this weird federal activity right before it happened. And then you find out that Harris and Kleibold, both their parents, were involved in black op work for NASA and the Pentagon. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder from there on out. And the reason we talk about mind control, in 1977, they had congressional hearings on MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and a bunch of others. And now that it's even been on Discovery Channel, History Channel, a lot of you probably saw it. I remember a two-hour special about 8 years ago that blew me away because I'd read all this, but to see it on television, Dr. Ewing Cameron was the head of the testing program. The head of the field program was Jollyon West, Dr. Jollyon West. But Dr. Ewing Cameron took several thousand children and teenagers out of institutions. He took them to a CIA research facility in Toronto. This is all declassified. This is in the 60s and 70s. We don't have anything declassified after that. And they would put them on LSD, PCP, peyote, mescaline. They would do shock treatments. They would do sensory deprivation. All the Manchurian-type candidate things the Russians had invented. And Pavlov had you know, first started developing. And they were able to take someone and completely erase their memory, compartmentalize their mind, and give them keywords. It would take years. But if you gave them a keyword... it was pretty elementary at first. Use the bathroom, jump on the floor, bang your head in the wall, go to sleep. You could literally program them with words. And so that's where you hear, quote, about mind control. Remember Sirhan Sirhan, right when Bobby Kennedy got nominated for president, he won the nomination. He goes to announce it, and the L.A. coroner, this is official L.A. coroner, this is not a conspiracy theory, said he'd been shot three times, was it four times? You can go read the coroner report online. In the back. Sirhan pulled out a revolver and fired wildly at the ceiling. And then someone from in front of Bobby Kennedy, and folks had seen him with this woman in a polka dot dress. Sirhan had been a mental patient. She gave him a coffee. He went into some type of amnesic state. He'd been drugged. And then he wildly fires from in front, from more than a dozen feet away. And then somebody behind Bobby shoots him multiple times in the back, and the powder burns blew huge holes in his jacket and caught him on fire. But again, you've got to have the patsy out, totally drugged out of his mind, mental patient, just saying he remembers nothing, just firing wildly. They have to use those drugged out mental patients because in the case of CIA operative, that's now been declassified, Lee Harvey. Oh, you didn't know that's been declassified, that he was a CIA officer? Yeah, his case number's been released now. That's been declassified. And he'd been a fake defector to the Soviets and the rest of it. He'd been at a super secret YouTube base in Japan and sent to the Russians, then allowed to come back into the U.S. with his bride. Remember, he comes and says, I'm a patsy. I've been set up. Well, then they had to send in Jack Ruby, the mob boss. The cops hold him up. They're ready for him to shoot him, and he shoots him multiple times in the chest. See, it's the same thing. Now, I mentioned Jollyon West was the head of field operations for the CIA in the declassified MKUltra hearings in 1977. This is all declassified. Go read it online. Go to the Library of Congress or thomas.loc.gov. It's on the congressional record. This is all admitted. Jollyon West ran field operations. And they did all sorts of tests, in the public, on the military, you name it. Guess who Timothy McVeigh's doctor was from the time he was arrested, always by his side, always living wherever he was at, during the Denver trial, and during the 4 or 5 years he was at Terre Haute awaiting execution. Guess who was there the day he was executed? Dr. Jollyon West. In front of everyone, they have one of the twin kings of modern U.S. mind control, the admitted director of field operations MK Ultra, MK Naomi, the king of mind control and Manchurian candidates is the government-appointed psychiatrist for Timothy McVeigh. Go check that out for yourself right now. Then Governor Keating's brother, a year before the 1995 bombings, the Alpha Mirror building, writes a book. This is all in my film, Road to Tyranny. And in the book, a Tom McVeigh bombs the federal building. I mean, you couldn't make this type of stuff up. And you say, well, how do we know McVeigh was mind control? So what? He had a mind control doctor. The state police reported he was driving erratically down the road an hour after in this big, yellow, old, you know, late-modeled car with no license plates. He pulls over. There's a handgun on the dash. He stumbles out on the ground. He's foaming at the mouth, and he's screaming, "It hurts, it hurts. Get the chip out of my rear end." This was in the Daily Oklahoman. Get it out. Get it out. The chip hurts. Now, I don't believe he actually had a chip. He may have. The point is that that's exactly the type of psychological torture where they electroshock you, torture you, give you drugs to cause painful hallucinations, combine, and then they give you another drug to make the pain go away within seconds, and they'll have a key word that makes you have the pain, then they'll have a key word that makes the pain go away. And he did have a cell phone in the car. So the point is, he gets the call, he's given the code words, that puts him into the mode. Now again, why is he stumbling around, literally drooling, saying, "The chip, it hurts, help me, officer, help me"? Why? Why is McVeigh doing this? I mean, this happened. Okay, I'm asking police out there, what do you think? And then they appoint the top mind control scientist, by the way, just died last year, Jolyon West, to shadow him as government appointed. See, I mean, that's why we get into things like this that seem absurd, but when you actually do the research, it's documented that something's going on. Tom, Darren, many others, your calls straight ahead after the quick news break, 877-595-5525. A bunch of your calls on the other side. Then I'm going to get into cell phone radiation, giving you brain tumors.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less. Stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.